The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Okay, it's Freedom Day in England. Not quite Freedom Day here in Ireland because we still have plenty of restrictions that are in place for public health reasons. But they are being loosened and they are being relaxed. And one that came into a court case today was getting rid of this non-essential travel rule, allowing people, once they have the required EU digital travel certificate, to fly out of the country to go on a holiday or to visit friends and loved ones if they so want. Ryanair Chief Executive Eddie Wilson is with us now. How is it working out today out of the Irish airports that you serve, Eddie?
Yeah, it's going very well. Just talking to our check-in people there earlier, and people are arriving and they show their documentation, whether depending on the country, that they fill out their passenger locator form, but they have their digital passport, and it's the same as showing any documentation getting on board a flight, and it's going well. I mean, you now have nearly 70% of adults that are vaccinated, so they are forming the vast majority of people that are travelling at the moment. So it's straightforward, and people are back travelling. It's great.
Okay, but is everyone realised that they have to have this locator form as well as their EU digital cert for the country that they're visiting? Or what do you do in a situation where people don't have that, or if you find that their digital travel certificate is not what it's supposed to be?
You have to comply with, you know, where you're going to land, and if you have to fill out the forms for those countries online. So, you know, there's a slightly different one. It's all done in English, like, you know, whether it's the Italian one or the Spanish one. But there's no real differences between them. But you've got to sign that, and it actually says as part of the passenger locator form, you're making a solemn declaration so that you can't make sort of false assertions on it that you either have a digital certificate or you've got a negative PCR test or whatever else, so that it's there and it's held in that country. That's all. But it's straightforward, Matt.
Yeah, but have you had to turn back anyone because they have tried to get on a flight and don't have the necessary documentation?
Well, in the past, we have. I don't know today. Like I'm not at every boarding gate, but like over the last number of weeks, where people were turning up with the wrong documentation, then you couldn't board. But it's a tiny proportion, and I expect now with having the digital cert that it's even more straightforward now. You know, you don't have to go through a Byzantine amount of regulations to do that, and all of those forms in each of the EU countries take account, you know, straight up of the digital certificate, so it's not an issue.
And then how are you managing in the airport with the queues? If you're having to show more forms than normal, is it adding dramatically to the amount of time that people are in queues?
It's not, because it's a visual check. It's a visual check as you go by. Like, it's not, you don't get your QR code scanned. It's a visual check, because that's why nearly all the European countries have a passenger locator form, exactly like you have in Ireland, to come and go. And it, you do that in advance. It's like checking in. It's like almost like a second check-in. And in some cases, that produces a QR code, and you just show it as you go through the gate. I mean, but you are making a declaration for those countries, so you know, you'd be very foolish not to fill them out correctly and say that you've either had you're fully vaccinated, or you've got a negative PCR. It's straightforward. Like, it doesn't add any time to the boarding queue, because you're just showing it as you would show your identification and your boarding card.
And then how well are you managing the queues to enforce social distancing?
Well, queues are queues. Everybody is sensitive about that, and most of the airports, it's already marked out on the floor. You know, so it's not an issue.
What about on the flights themselves? So is everybody continuing to wear masks?
Yeah, absolutely. The same. We are. All airlines are doing that, and you know, as we went through on many occasions on this show and others, like, we have the, you know, aircraft probably one of the safest places to be. You know, you've got the HEPA filters, which are hospital grade filters, and everybody wearing masks on board, and very little moving around the cabin. You know, you can, you know, if you want to use the bathroom, it's you know, you press the call bell, and that's organized by the cabin crew. But we've been doing this, like, it's not like there's a sense almost in Ireland that like flying has just started back today on the 19th. It hasn't, you know.
But
like,
it has for most people, Eddie. No,
fairness. That, but like, no, but for the crews, what I'm saying is like they've been operating flights, albeit empty flights. But for our crews elsewhere in Europe, it's been they've been operating. I mean, I was on business in Italy last week, and the domestic flights were full. You know, and it'll take a few days for our flights to pick up because of the directionality. You know, when you start something again, where the vast majority of people are only starting to fly out today. But I think once people see other people are flying, the mystery as to why Ireland was sort of last back to this is, I think people will start flying. We can see it in the bookings as well, you know. But
are you allowed to bring carry-on luggage and put it in the overhead storage?
You are, yeah, you are.
There's no problem with that sort of thing? There's no insistence that everything has to go in the hold or anything like that?
No, nothing like that at all. No mystery at all, no mystery to it. I mean, people are back flying. Most people are now vaccinated, and people are sensible about these things. People are implementing, you know, where they stand, social distancing and all that in various parts of their lives. So airports are no different.
How long do you think it's going to take before we get back to the previous levels of travel into and out of Ireland? For Ryanair, I'm not asking you to speak about competitors or overall figures, but for Ryanair, how long is it going to take, do you reckon?
Yeah, I think, man, like, you know, it's going to be, it started back today in Ireland, I think we are looking at, like, competitively in Europe, we're looking at most airlines are bust and being bailed out by their governments, and they are tending to look after their own markets. And you've got a couple of airlines that are have gone completely or reduced their traffic substantially. And, you know, having gone through the year that we've gone through, we're obviously trying to put our aircraft where we can get the best return. And, you know, we open new bases. I was in Agadir in Morocco. We opened base in Scandinavia. We have a substantial operation just opening up in Helsinki. We've done long-term cost deals in lots of airports. And Ireland is late to that. So I think the real question is this winter, whether the connectivity actually returns to Ireland in the same volume as we left it when in 2019. And that, so, you know, that is lying on the minister's desk in terms of the Aviation Task Force report, which says if you want to retain traffic or maintain that connectivity, you've got to do something to incentivize, not just with Ryanair, but with every other airline. And, like, Ireland is the only island nation. We now need it, and we need to ensure we've got that connectivity, and they should implement that task force report, which would incentivize carriers such as Ryanair to put the same amount of capacity here. But that's not there, unfortunately, you know.
Okay, listen, just one other thing, just going back to getting on flights at present. Are you accepting antigen test results for people to get on flights?
No, it's whatever the country that you go to will have their own, there are slight variations in it. Off the top of my head, I think France, but I'll have to come back on that they allow antigen tests for landing there. But if you're somebody who is not doubly vaccinated, you're going to need the PCR test to come back into Ireland. There's slight variations, but, you know, I think over the next couple of weeks, we'll see adults in Ireland, for example, we should be up in the sort of, you know, 90%. It's not going to be an issue, but it's not us accepting things. Each individual government sets out the regulations. They're broadly the same, and we check that when they're getting on board.
Eddie Wilson of Ryanair, thank you for joining us. Joan Scales, editor of the Irish Travel Trade Network, is with us. Joan, what is the situation in relation to antigen testing as against PCRs? Are there some countries allowing people in via flights on the basis of a negative antigen test rather than a PCR test?
There are, Matt, but to be honest, this is changing every day. There's something new. But I have some good news for people and where you can get information that you need. The EU have opened up a new website. It's called reopen-europa.eu-en. And for those of you who have received your digital passport, it's actually in the passport. And this is where you're going to be able to find all the information. Because, as I said, it changes from country to country. And even on the ages of children, whether children have to have PCR tests or what age they would need to have the tests at. So it's complicated, to say the least. But the great thing about it is Freedom Day today. We do have the means that we can travel. We can go with our digital passport. We can go with proof that we have a PCR test. or proof that we've recovered from COVID. So it really is a positive day today.
Okay, but just there have been suggestions that, for example, for Spain, that there are people getting into Spain today on the basis of an antigen test rather than a PCR test.
I'm afraid I can't comment on that. I hadn't heard about that. But
well, then take us through as well.
From what I've seen, Spain is looking for a PCR test or the DCC.
Okay. Take us through then. There's a map on that website, the reopen/europa.eu website, and it's an app as well, and a very, very good app. But there's a sort of a colour coding for much of the EU, and there's reds and oranges and greens.
There is.
What's all that about?
It depends. If it's green, it's good. And if you look at it, Italy is mostly green, I'm glad to say, after they went through a terrible time. So, like Spain, parts of Spain are orange and parts are red. And then in France, a lot of France is green, but the parts that are orange, which means the cases are higher, are the places we want to go. It's like Paris, around the Paris area, and of course the south of France. So it means that we can still travel there, but I would say you would have to be a bit more careful. Now, when it comes to the Canary Islands, which of course is a big favourite with Irish people, the good news from the Canary Islands is that Lanzarote has the lowest incidence of cases there. There were only 154 cases there today, whereas Tenerife is up around the thousands. Tenerife is a couple of thousand, and Gran Canaria too. So Lanzarote being our favourite island is probably a safe bet to go there.
Okay, there's lots of questions coming in from listeners. I'm not sure whether you're the person who has the answers to these. I'll just throw one to you. A lot of people say that they've been vaccinated outside the state and now we're having difficulties getting proof of that. Do you know what they're supposed to do in a situation like that?
I think what they'll have to do is contact the HSE. I have come across a few cases like this where people have had one shot in Northern Ireland or the UK and they have to get their second shot here. But as far as I gather, the HSE will deal with that, but they'll have to show proof that they had their vaccination elsewhere. And I think, like other countries, they'll either have a certificate, a paper certificate, or a digital certificate. I've seen some UK digital certificates. But that'll be down to the HSE to certify them.
Joan, are you hearing of people finding it difficult to find somewhere to get a PCR test in the 72 hours before they travel because of the extent of demand?
That, I think, is going to be a problem. And that's one of the things that I think people really have to take on board, particularly families. And if you have children, like children over 11 are going to need a PCR test to come back into Ireland. So if you're a family, and I hear from people as well that a lot of people are tending towards self-catering accommodation from the point of view it lessens the amount of mixing they'll do with other people. So from that point of view, they may not be in big resorts. And if you're not in big resorts, you're going to have to organise to get this test done within 3 days of before travel. So I do think people are going to have to be aware of the time they're going to need to get this done, and also how to find out. And I'm seeing that a lot of the local tourist office will have availability of where you can get tests done. And nearly every airport in Europe now has somewhere nearby where they'll do tests. So when you're going on holidays, you're going to have to take into account if you need to have a PCR test to return, that you find out in advance where you have to go and book an appointment.
Thank you very much, Joan Scales, editor of the Irish Travel Trade Network. Dr. David Rock is with us, chief executive of RockDoc. I understand you're one of the private companies that is offering a PCR test. And does that actually, the result of that, get loaded onto the EU digital travel certificate?
Yes, so as of this morning, we launched the digital COVID cert here at RockDoc. I think we're the only provider currently that is set up on the European government system as of today to be able to offer these certs. So I suppose the biggest thing for the passengers is that nothing changes. They still book their test on covidcheck.ie or with another provider, and then the certificate will come out as a result of the end of it, just like the normal certificate will come out. It would also, the digital COVID cert will come out at the same time.
So does that apply then maybe for children, if parents are bringing children on holidays with them because they can't get vaccinated, but they can get the cert via doing a negative PCR test?
Yeah, we had large numbers of children, particularly over the weekend and indeed today, come through our doors for PCR and indeed antigen as well. And the setup that we have in Dublin, Cork, Shannon and Knock Airport is all set up for to allow for children in it, and there's no huge issues.
When you say antigen testing, I mean, what countries are you aware of that will accept an antigen rather than a PCR test?
There's a number of countries that are accepting it, but the important thing to remember is it's not just a antigen test that you can buy off from a supermarket or a petrol station. The test that we're providing has actually gone through a huge validation study, cross-matched against PCR. And I suppose the biggest accuracy to get it up from 50% up to the high 90s is based around the swabbing technique by a healthcare professional. And then secondly, using a digital system rather than the lateral flow, which looks like a pregnancy test. So the system we use actually goes through a computer-read system, and the results come straight from that system, straight up to our portal, which then creates a digital passport for the European passport and straight down to the passenger.
And is that antigen test cheaper? And there will be many listeners who will be cost conscious. It's expensive to go on holidays, particularly if you're bringing children. Is that a cheaper cert?
Yeah, so our antigen test is €49 and the results come back generally within the hour. I mean, most of the time it's about 20 minutes, but we fail out up for an hour, where our PCR, which is 24 hours, which we do through our on-site Eurofins laboratory, that takes about 24 hours for the standard one, and that's €95. And then there's a fast-track version for people that have to do it at last minute and stuff like that, and that comes back within 12 hours.
Okay, and just finally, in relation to all of this, I mean, what capacity do you have? And how many various tests can you actually carry out in a day?
So currently, nationally, between Dublin, Cork, Shannon and Knock airports, we can do approximately 5,000 to 6,000. And we're not getting anywhere near that currently, but we have a system in place where we can move on up to 25,000 as and when the air industry opens up. Which is exactly where we needed to be. But I suppose the big thing at the moment we're noticing is quite a low positivity rate, which just shows that the public are actually being quite responsible on travel, which is brilliant to see.
Thank you very much, Dr. David Rock. Now, what about the increased numbers of cases? As it happens today, the case numbers for Ireland, for the Republic, are down a little bit, which is good news. Just a little bit over 1,000 today, which is better than we've actually had for a while. Although the numbers going to hospital are increasing, 101 in hospital, 20 in ICU. That's 1,071 new COVID cases today.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.